Welcome to the Single Wives Podcast, a place to explore ways to both survive and thrive.
I'm Terry.
And I'm Wendy.
And we'll be your hosts. So let's get this conversation going.
Hello, friends, and welcome back to the Single Wives Podcast. I'm Wendy Brown, and I'll be your host today. Before we get started, I wanted to just kind of sit back a little bit and give you an update on what's happening in the world of single wives. First of all, Terry is keeping busy managing her family and private practice as a counselor. I believe she is also working diligently on her doctoral degree and, of course, managing the holidays right now. As far as I'm concerned, I had announced on our final or sort of last podcast back in August that I had received a diagnosis of Hodgkin's lymphoma and had started, at that time, just started some chemo treatments. So here's an update. My first scan after 4 of 6 cycles of chemo, my scan came back completely clear. The doctor was very excited. So we are going to finish up the remaining treatments. That's 3 treatments with 2 weeks in between each one. We'll finish those up and pretty much be released to just let my body get back to normal, sort of pre-chemo strength and motivation levels. And so, you know, I'm very grateful for those of you who have prayed for me through this interesting season, to say the least. So hopefully that gives you a little bit of an idea of what's been going on in our world, sort of our personal life. Please know that we have also been throwing around ideas on developing content. We are looking at setting a date for our first retreat later in 2023, and we hope to get the information out on that quite soon as well. Today, I wanted to offer just a quick list of some guidance on surviving the holidays. I know we've already gone through Thanksgiving. Christmas is coming up in just a few days, followed quickly by New Year's. So this is just a broad kind of list of things to consider. Obviously, I don't know your individual situation, but these are things that are helpful for any marriage relationship. And I think in particular, when there is that emotional disconnect for whatever reason. So first on the list is one that I personally find very hard. It's one that I've had to work on, especially during this time of chemo treatments. And that's the concept of asking for help. When we need something, when we need help with a particular task or something like that, it's okay to ask for help. It is not a sign of weakness, although that may have been what you were taught. I know I certainly was. But asking for help is really allowing and inviting the other person into being part of a blessing. When they can help, they feel like they are blessing you. Not always. There are breakdowns in that, obviously. But if we could change our perspective and look at it as an invitation to blessing, that might help with our own difficulties in asking for help. When we do so, if our communication, if we can be very literal in the request, very specific, limiting our words even to 2 to 3 short sentences, that is especially helpful. I know for those who have a neurodiverse spouse, maybe someone on the spectrum, being very careful to word your request in a way that is less reactive or less emotional, in a way that is very specific and measurable. Along with that, understanding that emotion often feeds emotion. When we are super stressed, we really do put out an energy of stress. And when we are calm and just more in control of ourselves and our emotions, then that is the kind of energy we put out in the room. And so a lot of times, just being able to start with a quick evaluation of our own emotions, emotional state, would be helpful in communicating with those around us, including our husbands. Another one is also related to our attitude during this time. If we refuse to allow our holidays to be ruined, then we're really making a strong statement to those around us. Being able to say, you know what, whether the chairs get set up right or not, whether the table is set right or not, whether anyone helps or not, whether there are arguments or just other interactions that are not pleasant, being able to stand our ground and not allow the holidays to be ruined is very powerful. Related to that one is perspective. Let it go. You know, we've all seen the cartoon movie Frozen, and we know, and we make fun of the song a lot of times when someone breaks out in Let It Go. But it really is important to be able to say, you know what? What is the most important thing about this holiday? There weren't a lot of fancy dishes and cooking, and all of those things were really not a part of the original holiday season, the birth of Christ, right? There were visitors, there was family, but overall, the surroundings were quite meager. And I think it's because they had the target, the reason for Christmas celebrating right in the room with them. And if we can come away with a holiday, rather than saying it was ruined, but being able to say, I saw Jesus today in this situation, then we have hit the target. We have truly celebrated the season. And that's true of all the holidays. Why are we really gathering? What is the most important thing to be remembered, to be accomplished? Is it the way we're dressed? Is it the food we eat? Not really. Another thing, and this is something that I really kind of learned from reading through the Nativity story this year, is to get away. It's okay to set aside a lot of the planning and commotion and be able to just, as a wife, very often a single wife, to be able to say, you know what, I am taking a half day, or if you can take longer, that'd be great, and just get away. I noticed in the story of the birth of Christ that Mary found out she was pregnant. Joseph found out. He was encouraged by an angel in a dream not to divorce her. And the next thing that happens really is that Mary went to visit Elizabeth. And Elizabeth was that strong, close relative that was safe, that Mary could go to and just know she would not be judged, that, you know, she would not get sermon number 42 telling her all the things she needed to do or should have done. Anytime we can take some time, probably a little more than what we think our schedule will allow, take that little bit of time to go away, to be alone, to be creative, or to be with someone we know is safe and validating, will make a huge difference in how our attitude affects the holidays. And that goes back to all of the different points that we've already mentioned. Finally, be patient, be kind, and steady, and remember His shoes, right? All of our husbands have stories of their own. And that is not to make an excuse for their behavior or their lack of behavior, but it is a means of considering, okay, he has his way of living that was developed by means of his story. And so we want to remember his shoes, try on his shoes, and also do the same for ourselves. What's our own story? What do I bring into the relationship and what do I need to work on? So those are just some quick thoughts for the holidays, nothing specific, but I think overall my prayer is that you will be able to take these ideas and plant them on the ground and be able to then put them into practice in ways that fit who you are, who what your situation is. And most of all right now, my prayer is that you have a happy holiday, that your heart is full, that you notice when Jesus comes for you. And Merry Christmas. We're thinking of you. We're praying for you as well. We'd love for you to go on our website and connect with us. We're also on Facebook, and we will be gearing up and offering more in the days to come. We're excited about that. So take care.
Thank you for connecting with us for another week. Please continue to check out our resources on our website at singlewives.org and also on our social media platforms.
If you find the podcast to be helpful, please share it with others who are also looking for a community. And if you like what you hear, please leave a review. Until next week.